And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexer. We're on the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and we have the man, Captain Mark Wish, from that spot on Bolsa, Chicken, and Edinger, Pacific Edge. We're going to be talking bait tanks. We're going to be talking sea bass, yellowtail, bluefin tuna, and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1 1/2 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great day having the guru himself
Are
in
you
the side
kidding
studio,
me?
Buddy.
Fish are biting, and we have Captain Mark Wish in here. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete.
Great
Ricky.
To have Mark. You. Welcome back, Rick. Yeah. How was Palmas de Cortez?
It was so good, man. It was just awesome. We hit it just right. The weather was fantastic. It was a great, great trip. Very good biting fish. Those guys are doing such a nice job at Van Wormer Resorts. It was great. We had a really, really fun trip.
Yeah, and they keep the place in beautiful shape. Everything's and just like we remember it, right?
It is, and it's you forget how easy East Cape is. I mean, the flights are fast and inexpensive. We had just no issue with COVID stuff. You know, so many people are concerned about traveling to East Cape. I mean, just I can assure you from having just done it, there's just nothing. You fly Valaris, there is no COVID test. You fly Alaska, which a bunch of the guests and friends did. Van Wormer Resorts had a, you know, had a person at the hotel providing the test for everybody.
Oh, really? Okay.
No issues for anyone, inexpensive. The hotel at Palms was so nice. Just so perfect, easy, comfortable. Food was great. It was just awesome. It was
nice.
It really was a great trip and a great wedding for Neil and Lainey, and it was fun to celebrate with them and go do some fishing, and we just had a great time.
Congratulations, Neil.
Yeah, it was really
great.
Cool. Yeah.
Good going, buddy.
You think it's
going to
impact his fishing?
I mean, how can it not? But with that guy, he's going to get plenty. Like, a reduced amount for Neil.
You mean he's not going to fish every day?
Yeah, a reduced amount for Neil is still three times what all of us get to experience.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be just fine.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be catching fish. And, Mark, it's so great to have you. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's your first time in the world headquarters.
You know, it is. It's my first time actually in San Diego in quite some time with, you know, everything going on last year. And then, you know, I just haven't been fishing long range the way that I used to, and private boat stuff. I just haven't been down there. We've been, you know, some in Mission Bay, but man, I haven't been down here for a long time. I miss this place.
Yeah, good to have you back,
buddy.
This
is nice. You know, I walk alongside the building and say hi to my buddy Jamie on Seasons. They were just leaving for a trip and looking out at all the sport boats that are here. Although most of them are gone. It just feels so good
in
San Diego.
Right?
I love San Diego.
It's a fishing world headquarters right here,
It is indeed. And your little office, I mean, you know, we've got a few little memories about fishing stuff in here for
you
sure.
You bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. No question about that. So what? Here's the age-old question. What's been going on at Pacific Edge?
Well, a lot. You know, with this COVID thing last year, I mean, we were affected. And, you know, fortunately, we got through it maybe a little better than most. We're, you know, very busy with the stuff that we do. And because we were an essential business, you know, we were able to stay pretty much open. And, you know, in the bait tank part of our business, you know, we kind of have two businesses there, the tackle store and the bait tank thing. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculously beyond belief busy. It's just, you know, we are so fortunate. And so, yeah, we've been busy. And, you know, this year with the fishing, it looked like it was going to get started good. It did get started pretty good, actually. And then it kind of pooped out here, you know, late March, April. Man, that wind just has been blowing. Cold, water's cold, dirty, off color, rolled over. Every time it starts to straighten out, you know, we got another blast there, although it looks like maybe we're through it now.
Knock on wood somewhere. We've had a week good, and then it looks like this week's going to be good. And so let's hope it's the trend, right?
Yeah, and the water's cleaning along the beach. You know, it's actually doing pretty good. You know, there's been 63, 64, you know, and the bass are starting to bite, and some other interesting things happen, which I'll mention when I get to the fish report there at the top of the hour. And, you know, a little bit more squids showing up, and you know, hopefully things get rolling. But without a doubt, of all the years that I can look back on in April at Catalina, this has been the worst that I have ever seen. It's just been tough.
Really?
It's
been
really,
you've seen
really
a lot of Aprils.
We have, and I love that month. We're usually
normally it's Seabass City, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're usually scattered around. You know, everybody thinks about Seabass on the back, but, you know, I have a couple little spots here and there on the front side. I think you and I went in there one time many years ago and had some fun.
Yeah.
Although that one's gone. That one, that little beach, that little tiny cove where we went in there and hooked those big ones, that there was some major rainstorms in 95. And when I started heading out, when the weather cleared, it was a crystal clear day, and I was going to Catalina, and I can see this big scar on the island right directly over my bow, and I'm just thinking, boy, that looks weird. And as I got closer, and it was still directly over my bow, I was like, oh, no. Well, there was a giant landslide that came down after, you know, a bunch of really heavy El Nino-style rains, and a whole hunk of the hill came straight down and filled up that little cove where I clobbered those sea bass for years, unbeknownst to anybody. Yeah, and ever since then,
it's never been.
It's gone. It's that landslide pushed that beach, the shoreline, out about 50 to 75 feet.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's because there's a nice little cove with a big old rock sitting there and a little reef going out to some kelp. And it was just like the perfect little setup, yeah. And nobody ever fished there and for the most part. And, man, we walloped a sea bass in there so many times. And then I haven't caught one there since.
No longer, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, things change.
What do you think is going to happen this year? It's April. I mean, there's not a ton of squid over there right now, right?
You know, there's not right now, but there's some new bait that showed up West Cove there.
Okay.
And you know, I haven't had a chance to hear exactly how much is there, but I know there's been some good scores, you know, for the sports fleet. And that's a traditional spot for the squid to be at this time of year. And it's,
yeah.
You know, certainly extremely traditional in terms of guys catching sea bass all up through that stretch there and yellows both. So it's in a good spot. And it's certainly a good time, and, you know, we'll see if somebody can capitalize on it. I know there's some of my friends are over there now checking, and we'll see what develops. But just, you know, see, a lot of times we're over there poking around in the winter, you know, you get some fish here and you get a little dab there, and you know, but we mark good schools. They might not be biting, but they're around, and there's just been nothing around. So... It, you know, that can change. I was over there, I did a charter, this was, you know, quite a number of years ago, and I had a guy, he didn't care about what size of anything we caught. He was trying to get to 1,000 species, and he wanted to catch fish of whatever kind. He didn't care. And he wanted a sea bass. And he didn't care if it was 6 inches or 60 pounds. He just wanted a white sea bass. And we couldn't find a damn thing, nothing. And then... I heard that afternoon from one of the planes for the commercial fleet that was seeing some schools of bait between Catalina and Clemente, and they were seeing schools of sea bass.
Huh.
And the next day, limits.
Really?
They just swam in.
They just, and they do that, huh?
They do that, yeah.
Where did they go?
Well, I hope the guys, you know, the pier guys studying those sea bass give us some of those answers. I think there's a big offshore component to that fish in the wintertime.
Interesting.
And I think wherever the squid's hanging out when it's not along the islands is where a lot of that sea bass is, wherever that is. You know, they
so
catch...
it's just swimming in the middle of the ocean somewhere.
I think.
Wow.
Because a lot of times they're just not around.
Yeah.
They're just not there, period. You know, and they're you know, mostly good-sized fish, and they got a great big... air bladder, so
yeah.
There's no mistaking them.
And they mark well.
They
right?
mark well, and there's no mistaking them. So we know when they're around, and there just hasn't been much around.
Yeah.
And hopefully it changes.
Yeah.
It's depressing, man. There's a whole lot of guys that are really jonesing for their sea bass, man.
Yeah.
It's a whole big
it's
cult.
It's the time
man.
Of the year,
it's
this
that,
spring,
yeah.
And it's it yeah. should be going on. So we'll just, I mean, of course, like you say, it could change today. It could change tomorrow.
It could. It certainly could. And it seems like that water's trying to warm up. You know,
yeah.
Some of the guys at Clemente, I think, got a little bit of 60, 61. You know, it's been cold
yeah,
over there.
Chilly.
You know, they, you know, around the back there, it's, you know, for a long time, it was 55, 56,
Ooh.
And rolled over and
when
cold.
You're, when
and
you're
just
talking about
ugly.
Trying to warm up to 60, we're talking about some chilly
yeah.
water.
Yeah. You know, and it's almost May. I
yeah.
mean, the last few years, it's been, you know, 64, 65.
Yeah,
and
that 60 seems to be, I remember Lasley told me, like 60 is like the magic number, right?
It's one of the magic numbers, absolutely. It's just, that's that, you know, when that water gets up to that range and then the sun is higher and the days are longer, that's just like ringing the dinner bell for those fish,
yeah.
for everything, you know.
What about yellow over there?
Very little.
Yeah.
Just
I mean, there
little.
Was some earlier because there was a lot of squid around,
yeah.
and then that squid kind of disappeared, and then
yeah.
so the yellow, right?
Yeah. So
so
it,
where
you
does
know,
that go? Where does that yellow
deep.
Go? Goes deep.
I don't think it goes away. I think it just goes deep.
Yeah.
And or deeper. And, you know, the other thing, too, with the weather being as bad as it was for such a long stretch, you know, we got no coverage.
Right.
You
right.
know, it's just like for the bluefin. You know, guys couldn't get down there and poke around, you know. It's pretty hard rooting around looking for fish when you're rolling your guts out. It's blowing 20 knots. I mean, not so fun.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, boy, did they get them this past
yeah.
week, though.
Yeah, they did.
That's yeah. Right.
Yeah,
like
they did.
The switch turned on.
Well.
And it was like, you know, I live above the landing, and it's like a parade of boats last night. It's starting at 6 o'clock. You could just see all the overnight, day-and-a-half boats leaving.
We also had the awesome. Same thing at the Chalet. It happened this
yeah,
week. I mean, it just did. You know, there's been boats that have been going, and there's been a couple of hits. And, you know, we talked about the couple of big hits last weekend on the show. But then this this week, all of a sudden, everyone got them. Yep. And during the week, every day and a half, both that got off the dock had limits or near limits, and then they all went again, and they all had limits again, and then all of a sudden, instead of there being two boats that were making it out, there were four, and then all of a sudden, those guys all had limits, and then everybody was able to get multiple boats out, and they all caught them really good again, and it just happened. And yesterday in the shop, you could just feel the electric feeling of the season happening, and guys coming in and buying flatfalls and getting leaders, and just you can feel it when it's happening, and the switch, you nailed it. It happened this week, no doubt.
Well, it's, you know, I am a strong believer, and I know a lot of people don't buy into it. I totally get that, and they're entitled. But I'm a strong believer in, you know, the fish relating somewhat to the phases of the moon. And when you look at, like, that weird tide thing we had last weekend, which was basically non-existent, and now we're past the quarter moon, getting toward the full, almost always, if there's fish around, and there's guys that whether lets you fish for them or if there's people just fishing for them, you see that upswing. They just bite.
Yeah.
They just bite.
On that full moon.
Coming up to the full, or up to the dark. Either one.
Uh-huh.
Either one.
You know, and is it the tidal? Is it current? What is it?
Well, it's those, but I think it's more. I think, you know, when you read the old Salooner theory stuff, you know, it's all based on, and again, this is theory, guys,
right,
and some
of
you are going to buy this, and some of you not, and I get that, that's fine.
Because the fish are going to bite when they want to bite, but.
But they bite better at certain times than they do other times.
No question.
No question. And you can see it. And so when you read the old Salooner theory books, it's based on the relation of the sun and the moon and the earth and electromagnetic waves. And that's what they believe. And I'm not totally sure that it's always that, but I really don't care because when it happens is somewhat predictable.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And I've got on those little black tide logs, I've got 25 years or 20 years of records as to when fish bite and when they don't. And there's a strong correlation.
That's not to say that you don't catch them in other times and you don't have slow times during that. But over 25 years, you put all the pluses and minuses together. There's a lot more pluses when you're coming up to a mull, up to a new and up to a full.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something interesting that not too many people know, and I've pretty much forgotten about it. But when I was a kid, 16, still in high school, my dad was a self-taught computer guy. He got in with computers in the 40s when they were as big as this building. And so he was, when I was going to high school, he was running a very large computer installation at a very large company. And I took all of the records from the Balboa Angling Club of marlin that were caught. And we used to have really good marlin fishing here, and everybody pretty much killed them and weighed them in. So we had records of whether it was bait or jig, what was the location, what was the time of day, and, you know, the weight of the fish and the tackle and this and that. Well, so I, you know, because I'm just queer for details sometimes. So I took 3 years of records of 400 or 500 marlin each year and plotted down the time of day, tide, moon phase, and gave all the raw data to my dad, who wrote a program and stuck it into his computer and printed out the these massive stack printer paper used to like be joined together. And they were like this thick. But the interesting part, long story short, of all of this, there was about a 70% correlation to when marlin are caught to the major Salooner periods.
Hmm.
A very
70%.
Yeah, 70 or 75. Yeah, it was noticeable. And I had, you know, biologists from Fish and Game look at this, and they were all, you know, gung-ho, and I don't even have a copy of
that. What about
anymore,
the slack tide? Did you relate that?
I'm so glad. Yeah. Totally was on my mind, yeah. How many of those bites were on the tide?
I found that there was more relation to moon overhead or moon underneath than the actual tide, slack tide.
Explain that. Moon overhead versus underneath.
Well, as the moon goes around the earth,
right,
you know, it's just like the sun, except we see the sun pretty much every day, and the moon is a little harder to see depending on the moon phase. But, you know, it goes around almost on the same schedule as the sun. It's like 23 hours or so. So you got, at some point in time, you got moon overhead.
Straight overhead.
Well,
or basically,
there's three cycles, there's 17 cycles, but three that we watch. So the moon goes up and down just like the sun does, you know, Summertime, it's more overhead. Winter, right. It's like low. Moon right. Does the same thing. But when it's at the highest point of its
cycle
transit that right. particular day, that's going to be moon overhead. And the opposite is, as it's on the other side of the Earth, is moon underneath. And these things have been plotted for 100 years. You know, mm-hmm. the guys that figured out lunar periods, I mean, they've known this for a long time. Well, there's a very high correlation to when fish bite, all things being equal, to moon overhead or moon underneath.
Interesting.
And that's what
not so much the slack tide.
It's that period is like right after slack tide.
Okay.
So people, I think, tend to make that connection, even
gotcha.
Though I get the slack tide thing, but I just can't see offshore how slack tide affects the fish where the moon and the electromagnetic thing, yeah. if that's what the theory is going to.
Yeah.
But irrespective of any of that, I've charted it. And it works.
Yeah.
And, you know, all things being equal, yeah, you can catch fish anytime. But if I had to pick, I'm going to take that upswing to the dark of the moon and time. Like if you're over at Catalina and you, for whatever reason, want to go from the east end up to the west end, do you want to go during moon overhead? Absolutely not. You want to be fishing. That's when you want to be fishing someplace. You want to be where you're going then. Mm-hmm. And save your wandering around for those lesser productive times.
Gotcha.
And it's just one of them things that works.
Yeah. So what about, okay, so you said going into the full, going into the dark. What about on the full or on the dark? I mean, is that when it starts to go down or what's your
theory on that? Well, those periods can all be good fishing, you know, yeah. and we've all seen
and,
that.
And after the moon.
And after the moon, depending on how funky conditions get after the moon, it tends to be less.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a hard and fast rule that's always going to be good on any one day. You
sure.
guys know that for sure.
Yeah.
It's just these are the things that just slightly will tilt the odds yeah. in your favor,
you
and all
have,
things being equal. So if I was planning a trip, you know, 6 months ago and looking at that tide scenario that we had last weekend where it was virtually non-existent, you know, I would just avoid that.
Right.
We had a caller call in a couple weeks ago that was asking about, well, you know, what's the magic water temperature where everything starts to bite, or when everything bites?
And, let me know. When
yeah.
I want to know.
And that, but your description is so right that, like, there is no thing. There is no black or white thing where
no.
when this one thing happens, it's wide open for everybody. And it's all about putting little pieces of condition together. And you might have the best moon overhead salooner time to be fishing, but if it's 55 degrees and there's no current and there's no bait
and blowing 30 knots,
you're not going to yeah, catch anything.
Exactly.
And consequently, you could have the lesser ideal moon time, but great current and great food and great water temperature and great water color, and you're gonna and you can knock them dead too.
You got it.
But if
exactly.
you can put all, if you can just have every one of those positive condition things in your back pocket and start to put them all together, that's how you start to be successful more often than being less successful.
Right.
There's the synopsis
there
right
it is.
There. You
yeah.
just said it all.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as yeah. you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Man,
a lot to talk about.
If that few minutes wasn't
yeah, yeah.
a little preview of why it's so great having Mark in here, I don't know what is. We're going to have a great show for you today. And if you want to join us, man, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at Let's Talk Hookup this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is the number to reach us. Or shoot us a text. We've had that great text the show option. Lots of good information bits coming out of those great texts. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app wherever you get your apps, whether it be the iTunes, or the Apple Store, or the Google Play Store. Search for Let's Talk Hookup, get that app, and fire a text off to Captain Mark Wish. And not only are we talking great fishing information today and the best bait tanks on the water, we are also giving away such a killer prize at the end of the show today. One lucky caller is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, and this is a very special one. We've got to do this one or two times before, but you're going to get a gift card that's good for absolutely any pair of Maui Jims, including being able to customize your glasses with that My Maui feature. So if you want a different color lens, a different frame, if you want to add one of those great Maui Jim readers, you can build a perfect pair of non-prescription Maui Jims with this card. Any frame, any color, any style. Such a cool prize. Again, if you want to get through, talk to Mark Have a shot at winning those Maui gyms or participate and have some fun with us. 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come in our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time already this morning. Phones are getting packed. No surprise with Captain Mark Wittgen here. It's always a very busy morning. But again, if you want to get your shot, give us a call at 213-432-1090 and fire us off on those Let's Talk Hookup apps.
Yeah. Hey, Mike Lum, that amazing guy himself, putting together, of course, the Rollo rod deal, and I have the announcement for the winner today. The winner of today's custom rod is Joseph Evania, ticket number 115.
Ooh, right on,
so
Joe.
Congratulations. You get the pick of what's left there.
That's great.
Which there's some beautiful rods. And then also wants me to remind you that the giant Captain Rollo's used tackle sale will be May 22nd at Seaforth Landing. It's this year. It's at Seaforth. Last year was Dana, but it's going to be the tackle sale is going to be the captain's reception is going to be at Dana Landing.
Right.
The used tackle sale on May 22nd is going to be at Seaforth, right there at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Tons of great deals. They're still gathering donated tackle. Fisherman's Landing and Dana Landing are the drop-off points, or just contact Tim at RolloKids.org to donate if you want to donate some rods there. So thanks to Mike for all he does, and get ready for that organization's great use, because I had some super deals. I know I donated probably 25 rods this year. So.
I know. The boys in the tackle store all said, you should have seen the gear that Pete dropped off for the donation thing, man. I wish you would have told me. I would have taken that. I get to talk about it a lot because we are one of the donation locations, and it blows me away the generosity that some people have. And all that's going to equate to is a killer deal for you.
Oh, yeah.
There is so much good tackle that gets dropped off for that sale. It's going to be awesome. I mean, we're talking – Trinidads and CalStar rods and, you know, all kinds of really high-end stuff gets donated every year, and it's a great way to pick up an awesome deal on some tackle.
Yeah, I mean, like, for example, I just had some stuff, you know, we've all been collecting tackle for a very long time, right?
Yeah.
I had some stuff I just wasn't using
totally.
Anymore.
Yeah.
You know, maybe down the road, I was like, I wish I had that rod. But no, you don't need it. I mean, you can only use so many at one time, right? So I just said, you know what? These are all going to take kids fishing.
Totally. That's so awesome.
And that's, what a, lot, and that's what a lot of people are doing.
That's it.
Which is, and that's what the used tackle sale is all about. So if you have that in your garage, turn it into taking kids fishing and turning kids onto fishing.
And it's so easy to do. You can go to Dana Landing and just drop it off. You can go to Fisherman's Landing and just drop it off. You can contact the boys from Raleigh. There's nothing to it. I mean, it's a very easy process. And like you said, you're adding garage space and you're sending kids fishing.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, better than sitting in the corner gathering dust, right?
Yeah, totally. Man.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, the phones are packed. The texts are coming through like mad. They want to talk to Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge.
Yeah, buddy. Let's start it off. Let's talk to our good buddy Don. He's calling in from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, happy Saturday, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I have a comment and a question for Mark. Mark, first of all, leading off with that information about the moon above and the moon below, I remember that from one of your seminars, and I also remembered you talking about keeping a tide log. And I don't know, it's probably been 10 years now, but ever since then I've kept the tide log, and it's really, really fun to go back and look at all the trips I've taken and all the people I've met and the names I've put down. So thank you for that. I really appreciate that hint.
Yeah, those little tide logs are great for that. Just
they still printing those?
Oh, absolutely. We sell the heck out of them, yeah.
Yeah.
So and over the years, I've heard you talk fondly about Santa Barbara Island. What is it about Santa Barbara Island that makes it so special for you?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do like it. It's a very small island, and it's very conditions sensitive. So it's not like when conditions are at the west end, you can run down to the east end of Catalina and you're 20 miles away. It's not like that. You're a mile from one side to the other. So you go up there sometimes, and conditions are less than stellar. I mean, you're just out of luck. But when conditions are good and there's some fish around, which has not been too much the case this year, although some, it's just a cool little island because there's not a lot of pressure, so you can you kind of get where you want to most of the time, not always. And it holds a high percentage of big fish. You know, we catch, in terms of, you know, hours fishing, we catch a high percentage of bigger fish up there.
Okay.
And it's just it's a neat little spot. And, you know, we're mostly fishing out of Long Beach and Huntington Harbor, so it's a downhill run in the afternoon when the wind's blowing, too, so that makes it nice. But, yeah, it's a neat island. It, you know, it's slow getting started. It's very small.
Yeah.
Like a mile
around.
Now,
when they took the MPAs, did they take away some prime spots?
Oh, they did an absolutely stellar job
of taking this
ruining some of – oh, I mean, they just almost did it as good as they could do it. Yeah, they took
– like they did at Catalina.
Oh, yeah, they got plenty of Catalina, too. But thank God it's a bigger island, so they still got some. But, yeah, they took that whole southeast quadrant of the island, not just a little slice. I mean, they took the whole southeast corner of the island. And it's not that big. No, it's not. And they took the that South Kelp Ridge out of there, and which was just traumatizing to lose that. And some other spots and a little bit of that deeper rockfish stuff. I mean, yeah, they did a hell of a good job of that. But, you know, there's enough left, and there's been some big yellows there. You know, it's been kept pretty quiet, but, you know, that yellow, I don't really think leaves there. I think it's there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you go up there and brave the conditions. There was a little bit of squid there for a while. There might still be, although it's being looked at today, I know. So we'll probably find out. But, yeah, there's been some yellow. I've not heard about much sea bass up there. And, you know, that's another reason I like it. And don't tell anybody. But, you know, a lot of times that sea bass is in there thick.
Yeah.
And some big ones. I've caught my personal best came from Santa Barbara.
Really? How big is that?
Well, that one that I know of for sure was 55.
Nice.
And then fishing with Jamie here on some of those checkpoint bites that we had a few years back, I mean, we had a middle-of-the-night bite that was just beyond the beyond. And, you know, we already had limits on the deck when they started biting. And then the big one showed up. Yeah. And Jamie probably doesn't even know. Hopefully he's not listening. But I let one go for him alongside the boat. It had to be 65 or 70.
Oh.
It was giant.
Oh.
And we both had fish like that. So I probably caught some bigger. But the one I know for sure is it's only 55.
Only 55. That's a pretty good one. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for getting us started. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on in the Baja because we got the cast man standing by. Today, that catch report sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. They are the top choice for fishing tuna. From that Gamakatsu Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, and that new Nautilus H. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is critical. And with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you've got that choice and you'll have the confidence that you have the finest hooks that are ever made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at selected tackle shops. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, Ricky. Good morning. Good morning, cast man. Anyway, hey, man, we're got a week away from our Loretta trip.
Yes, we are. Very exciting.
I'm excited, Pete. Got some really good fish reports coming out of there. There's a lot of fish. And they're starting to bite. Mike Chivera, a good buddy, just got back, from there this week. And also, Danny, our charter master down there says, yeah, the fish, there's a lot of fish. They're getting ready to really break loose, but they did get some good quality fish this week, up to 40 pounds Mike was saying that the fish are feeding on some small sardines, so probably recommend we bring down some of the smaller cold snipers, maybe, you know, a couple of the 100-gram ones, and then I think the next one's the 80. Probably the blue and chrome would be good, kind of match the hatch, as they say. But, yeah, there's some really, something's going to happen, and I think we're going to be in the thick of it. So, Pete, I hope you're ready.
Oh, we're ready.
Yeah, we're ready. Yeah. There's no question. Yeah.
All right. Well, I just want to make sure. It didn't sound like you're ready, but you better be ready.
Oh, no, we're ready. Yeah. No, in fact, anyway. Steve Paisel and I are going to win the tournament.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Yeah, he was asking, he's like, are you eligible to win the tournament? Because I've got all the secret weapons. That's like, okay. We're going to win, Cass.
I don't even care about you guys winning the tournament. I just want you to go to Taco El Rey. That's like my favorite.
Oh, that place is awesome.
My favorite taco shop all of Mexico is in Laredo.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one.
Nice.
it's going to be a great trip, Cass. You guys are going to have a blast.
Yeah, you're right. And like I said, in the fishing, you know, from Laredo all the way down to San Jose del Cabo there, the yellowtail are going off. There's a lot of yellowtail in the area. Of course, this time of year, too, a lot of cabrilla and red snapper. Our good friend Baja Bob Lewis there at La Playita reported this week that the tuna have once again showed up again up at the Iman Bank in that area, and it looks like they're starting to get some 20, 40-pound fish up there. And, of course, you know, like you say, they're getting their share of yellowtail there, and, of course, Sierra's all along that coast. This is about the last month for Sierra mackerel, and then you'll see, you know, the Dorados just start moving in here next month. And it'll be good. He said a lot of people in town, you know, the restaurants are full, traffic, a lot of people going into the Southern Baja, you know, finally starting to travel and have a good time fishing. So anyway, Pete, one more report before we head down, and I'm looking forward to it. And should be a hoot. We got a good group. We got 44 people on the trip, 22 pongas in the tournament, so it should be
awesome.
A really, really fun time.
Yeah, and the Baja California government is providing hats and a nice party for us at El Zapalote.
Zapalote
Brewery. Yeah. So on Monday night they're throwing a little party for us.
That's awesome.
To welcome us. So yeah, that's gonna be.
Yeah.
Fun.
By the way, Zapalote means buzzard.
Buzzard. Okay. All right. Very good. That's gonna be fun.
So anyway,
well, if somebody wants to come down and see you, how do we do that, Cass?
Oh, yeah. Give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass, man. Good. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's jump right back into them. Phones are packed up solid. We're going to talk to Austin. He's calling us from out in Las Vegas this morning. What's up, Austin? Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
So I got a comment and then a question. Captain Wish, looking forward to reading all your books. I just ordered them. Earlier this week, I was wondering, with your theory on the moon phases and everything like that, am I going to find that in any of your books? And then my second question
sure
is, Awesome. And then my second question is, do you have
both
any experience
of those
with pink
books,
what was the second question?
Great. I look forward to it. Sorry about that, guys. Do you have any experience with pink fluorocarbon? Got a trip coming up, and I'm just kind of curious. Do you have any experience and what your thoughts are on it?
Well, the pink thing got started, as best I know, with the old albacore guys fishing albacore. They loved that pink color offshore for albacore. I don't know exactly why, but it's extremely popular. And I imagine it goes to the fact that, you know, the reds and pinks are the first color from the spectrum to be lost when you start getting below the surface of the water. That's the first color that disappears. So maybe that's where it came from originally. We used to use that pink Andy a lot fishing sea bass up in shallow, dirty water because it just seemed like it kind of matched the, you know, the color of the water that we're fishing in a little bit. And definitely worked for that. The guys with the pink fluoro right now, you know, we sell quite a bit of that stuff for the same reason. A lot of guys just feel that that color helps disappear a little more quickly. So, yeah, there's a bunch of hardcore believers in pink line, especially for fishing that thing that, what do they call them, Ricky? Albacore?
Yeah. The A word.
Yeah. They're coming back. They're coming. This is going to be the year.
The other thing that always cracks me up about pink is some of our most high-dollar, highly skilled, unlimited-budget marlin tournament professionals, I mean the best of the best, such a high percentage of those guys all use pink fluorocarbon for their marlin fishing. I mean the people who have
their marlin bait casters?
Who have unlimited skill and the cost means no factor, wouldn't mean a thing. You know, they have every option there. So many of those guys all use pink fluoro for that striped marlin fishing. And I mean these guys, you know, they're the best of them, the Lasleys and the Grosbecks and the people who, you know, they're and any resource at their disposal, and they're all buying that.
I personally am a believer. I've seen times, I was on a long trip once on the Royal Star, where I've told the story. Yeah. Mike Hine, of all people, was just getting them, and everybody else was kind of watching. And I was like, what the heck are you doing? Pink fluorocarbon.
I switched
to pink fluorocarbon. I started getting it.
So
there you go.
Here's my thing. I don't like it. I like clear. I'm a clear fluorocarbon guy. That's what I fish with. But because of you particularly and other people that have told that story, I don't ever go on a trip without like a spool of fluoro. You know what
just
I mean? Like
in
I,
case,
I have
right?
one in the bag just to be on the safe side. Like I use clear. I like clear fluoro. That's what I fish with. But I don't ever not have a spool or two of that around.
Just in
like,
case.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to be that guy. Yeah, exactly.
And then as far as the books go, you can still get the books.
Oh, we sell the heck out of them.
Yeah. I mean, they're Bibles. I mean, like, In the Gray, I keep that book on my boat, and when we go to Catalina, I'm running that book, like, constantly. It's got everything in there. And then the book you brought today, Lessons from a Lifetime on the Water, it's such a great book.
It's a little different than the other ones, but I'm gonna read just a little section of that here in a little bit for a special reason.
Yeah.
I would study that moon tide stuff, and there's some stuff in there. If you're going to fish sea bass with Catalina, there's some stuff that, I put it in there. Very few people pick up on it. It's another little theory about something that really matters. So it's all there for you.
All right.
Yeah, we didn't hold back.
That's awesome.
Hey, thanks for calling Las Vegas.
Hey, when we come back, we got a
lot
more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got catch reports, all kinds of great info coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. We're having a great time here this morning talking fishing and so much killer info happening today. Yeah. This is great.
And a couple lines open, believe it or not. You want to talk to Captain Mark Wish, 213-432-1090. Open right now. Andrew's standing by waiting for your phone calls. And you can text the show via the Let's Talk Hook Up app, too. And you have some good texts.
Oh, yeah. There's so many good texts that have already come through. This one, it says, Mark Wish is such a great asset to the show. He's my favorite report every week.
Yeah.
I've got a question. Are there classes anywhere to learn how to better read one's chart plotter, fish finder, GPS? That's from Mark in Escondido.
Okay, well, to answer your question, sort of, yes. And I used to do how to read your color sounder seminars in the store. And, you know, after doing them for a number of years there, my good friend Danny Jackson, the world-famous videographer, just sat me down. And he said, you know, we need to do a DVD. So we did. And now Chris set it up so that you can buy that on our website and just download it.
Oh, no, right on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
So you can just go to our website, Pacific Edge Tackle, and find that product, how to read your color sounder, and you can just purchase it right there. It's like
$20.
It's
really good.
And you can do a digital download.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
there
right
you go, Mark.
PacificEdgeTackle.com.
Yep.
Yeah. That, you guys have done such an amazing job with that website. You know, from that type of stuff to the bait tank selection, like I'm putting a new bait tank on Field Research,
yep.
and you said, well, go to the website and look at this tank, and it's all spelled out right there, no matter what your boat is.
Yeah, we put a lot of work into this one. You know, the last one crashed a few years back, so we... Well, not me so much, but Chris did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm not savvy with that stuff. She's really good.
Chris, of course, is your wife.
Yeah,
those that
yeah.
Don't know.
The
yeah.
brains of the operation,
yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
And but she's done a fantastic job putting all that together.
Yeah,
and we just
fantastic.
Keep adding pictures and more text. And, you know, she forced me to sit down and write some stuff about, you know, the bait tank installation part of it for our customers that are out of the area that, you know, they can't stop by, so we've been putting more of that up on there. And, yeah, we're trying to make it a worthy resource.
So, really so yeah, so if you want to buy that how to read your color sounder, you can just go on PacificEdgeTackle.com and buy it right, download it right there. That sounds great. I might have to do that.
Yeah, right.
For sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Another comment about bait tanks. Mark, just wanted to thank you for a wonderful custom-installed bait system on my ProLine. Performed flawlessly for 7 wonderful years and caught many fish, and that's Grant in San Carlos said that. And
that's, oh, we like that. That's kinda awesome.
You've done how many hundreds of bait tanks for people?
More than a few.
Yeah.
More than a few. Yeah. And the beautiful thing is, you know, my business many years ago was outfitting big boats, you know, with all the electronics and water makers and generators and bait tanks and anchor winches and all that stuff. So I've got a really strong background in how to do stuff on boats, although I don't do any of that anymore, and I don't do any bait tank installations personally anymore, thank God.
Yes.
But I've got, you know, a really strong history of how to do this stuff. So I talked to our customers, and I said, well, you know, we can't do this, we can't do that. And I go, sure you can. You just got to do it like this.
Yeah.
And so it's very gratifying to be able to help people out, figure out problems that, you know, if you haven't done this stuff, you know, some of them seem insurmountable. And you can usually get around most of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Rich? He's calling us from Camarillo this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everyone. I've got a couple of questions. First question is, do they have a drop-off area in the Ventura for the rods for the Rollo kids? And a question for Mark, do they make a tank that's separated so you can have squid on one side and anchovies and sardines on the other side so they don't eat them up?
Well, to answer that part of your question, I'm not sure about the Ventura, but I'm sure one of those guys would, or if, you know, you're anywhere near our place in Huntington Beach, that's not a problem. You can drop it off there for sure. And in terms of double tanks, yeah, we've been making double tanks for many, many years, all the way from our smallest ones, about 60 gallons, and very popular. And our biggest is production one is about 250, and we have several in between there. So, yeah, if you go to our website, PacificEdgeTackle.com, go to the double tank section, and you'll see a variety of what we do. And that's, I mean, I love double tanks. I just had that conversation with a guy who's got a East Coast lobster boat coming here in a couple months, coming from the Netherlands, would you believe?
The Netherlands.
Wow. Yeah. And we were having that same conversation about the double tank so you can keep the anchovies on and sardines on one side and squid on the other side.
Wow. Those are becoming more popular out here. I've seen more and more of those East Coast style lobster boats and catamarans now.
Yeah.
Fancy high-end catamarans. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this lobster boat that he's got, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and
those are heavy duty.
They are indeed.
Yeah, built for some big seas.
Yeah, and it's a high end rig, and he's a very interesting guy, and it's going to be a really fun project. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, hope that helps out. Thanks a lot for the call.
Speaking of
the Rollo. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. So the best thing to do would be to go to the website, tim@rollokids.org, and just email Tim, because Tim lives up in that area, and I'm sure he can arrange some type of a drop off for you on your tackle. So tim@rollokids.org, email Tim, and Tim will work some magic.
He's
for
the man,
you.
No doubt.
Yeah.
You were talking about catamarans. I got to see, you know, our good buddy Brandon Hayward was at Palmas with us, and getting to see that big cat that he has, that big Freeman ripping around in the Sea of Cortez, dude,
it's
that
awesome.
Thing is a game changer.
Well,
boy.
Yeah, he's bringing that here and going to run trips out offshore on that, right?
Yeah.
From Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, it will live right here all summer long doing bluefin fishing, and it's basically,
it's like a 60-mile-an-hour boat.
It is so ridiculous. You know, we had they were at Palmas, you know, for the weekend, you know, good buddies with Neil also, part of the wedding thing, and when you see that boat just leaving Palmas, and then you like put your margarita down and they're turning the corner of La Rivera. You know what I mean? Like that boat was so fast and big and stable and just man, it was really, really cool.
Really nice.
Yeah. I think the idea is to basically fish a day and a half style trip, you know, that kind of time on the water. But when you don't have the time to be gone, you can get on that boat in the morning and you can come home that same evening. But you're traveling to the island in an hour or less than an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that.
That's as hard to believe.
And those Freemans are amazing.
Yeah, it was, man. It was
so. Can't wait to go fishing.
It was so cool,
yeah.
Dude.
He's probably booking trips right now.
I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure. I don't know. I'm sure the schedule is up and available, and it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a lot of open party. Like, I mean, yeah. I think it's a lot. I mean, obviously you can charter the boat too, but I think a lot of their idea was to do an open party. It's it's basically a day and a half trip that's put into the time frame of somebody that doesn't have the time to be gone for, you know, for 2 days. You can get that same grade of fishing on that style of boat with Brandon or his crew driving. Like, that is going to be a big deal.
It's going to be popular.
Yeah, no doubt.
Not going to be cheap, but it's going to be popular.
Yeah, yep. Got it, man.
Yeah.
No doubt.
For sure. Hey, thanks for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into them. This time we're going to talk to John. John's calling us from Huntington Beach. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show as always, and really appreciate Mark's insights and knowledge. My question is for Mark, if you were to pick a trailer boat and fish off of the coast, like, you know, off of Catalina, off of San Clemente, what kind, you've seen all kinds of trailer boats with your years of experience, which boat brand, what size, what, you know, beam, do you have a particular one that's your favorite?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, boy, there's a good question for you.
That's a tough one. I have that conversation in the store often, and I usually throw back on the guy or gal and say, well, the first thing you need to do is figure out what you want to do with this boat. I mean, you want to be a hardcore fisherman? Do you got some family considerations? Are you just going to go for the day? You want to be able to overnight? Do you want to have range? Do you want to have speed? You know, there's
so many factors.
Many factors into that. But if it were me, I would fall back on two of my favorite boats, you know, trailer boats. One was a 25 Parker that I had some years back that my partner and I did a tremendous amount of work to. And we made that boat. We increased the capabilities of that boat so much over the stock boats, because of how we like to fish. You know, we like to do overnight trips and sometimes two-day trips. And, you know, we wanted to have the stuff in the boat to be able to, you know, do that comfortably. And that was a fantastic boat. And the other one was a 26 Blackman that I had, you know, some years back.
That boat too, yeah.
And single diesel. And not
super efficient.
Yeah, a range. See, that's the thing that a lot of guys don't figure out is, you know, how much fuel capacity and what do you do in terms of miles per gallon? Does it let you go where you want to go? And I talked to a customer here, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, who was buying something from the East Coast, and he's talking about how he wants to do 2-3 day bluefin trips and hang out at Clemente, and the boat's, it was an outboard boat with 90 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
it's not going to work.
I didn't want to say it, but it's like, dude, what are you thinking? You're going to be able to barely get to Clemente and back, much less hang out for 2 or 3 days. So those are all the factors that go into it. But, I mean, if I were going to get another boat here right away, I would probably opt for a 25 Parker just because you've got a comfortable hull and enough speed and enough fuel for enough range. And with the background I have and some of my friends have, we can civilize the interior a little more. And,
help them design it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine.
Absolutely.
Kevin's the best.
No doubt.
I mean, he'll dial you up, whether it's a new or used one. He'll set you up right.
And that's the beauty of working with those guys. It's just like Mark. You know, they've been through bare bones boats, and they've been through mega upgrades of boats.
Yeah.
And he can assist you if that is what you want on the right tanks and the right towers and the right inside and, we're
and the right engine
door. Sure.
Well, here's the other thing too. When you had your boat, these weren't available. The 300 Yamaha,
right.
Or the twin 200. The twin that's an incredible package.
For
the twin 200 inline four. That's a package. Yeah.
For sure. A lot of guys say, well, you know, I don't want twins. You got twice as much of this and that. And I say, well, you ever had an engine die on you in the middle of the night on a rough sea and you're a long way from home? I mean, it's just. My Parker was a pair of 150s, and it was just a nice combination.
Yeah,
it worked out good. There's so many options today. Yeah. I mean, there's so many cool boats. It's just amazing.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report to find out what's biting out there. You stay tuned. A lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure Adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.